Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mitzvah Test. Salach lo Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent to Rabbi Yeshua, Goizrani Alecha, Shetavo Etzli, B'makelcha, Uvamo'osecha, B'yom HaKippurim, Shechol Yois, B'cheshboinecha. As we saw in the previous Mishnah, the Rabbi Yeshua felt that the Eidim, the Rabbi Gamliel, was makabel for the Eidim HaChodesh, were Eidim Sheker. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Rosh Chodesh was a day later. And since this was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, therefore Yom HaKippurim came out a day later, according to Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Gamliel sent to Rabbi Yeshua that you have to come to me on the Yom HaKippurim, which comes out according to your chesed, with your money and your steps. Halach umatso Rabbi Akiva mesu. Rabbi Akiva went to Rabbi Yeshua and found him in pain, as Rabbi Gamliel was forcing him to be machala what he felt was Yom HaKippurim. Amar lo. Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, Yesh li lilmoid shekol ma sa'asa Rabbi Gamliel offered. I have a limud that whenever Rabbi Gamliel, who is a Nasi, decides Rosh Chodesh should be, that is Rosh Chodesh. Shenemar ele moed Hashem mikroi kodesh asher tikru osam. Whenever you call them, from the fact that it says osam without a vav, we should read it asher tikru atem. Whenever you, the Beis Din, decide it should be Rosh Chodesh, whether or not you're mistaken, it is considered Rosh Chodesh. Bein bizmanon, bein shelo bizmanon, ainli moados ela elu. Whether or not the Eidim are made be'emes, and that you're being mekadesh the chodesh bizman, or even if you're being mekadesh the chodesh in the wrong zman, these are the moados. This is considered Rosh Chodesh, whether or not they're right or wrong. Balo Esel Rabdosa ben Horkinus. Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabdosa ben Horkinus. Amar lo. Rabdosa ben Horkinus said to Rabbi Yeshua, En bando anu ladun acher bez dino Rabbi Gamliel. If we're coming to judge the Beis Din of Rabbi Gamliel, if we have doubts whether or not the Beis Din of Rabbi Gamliel is right to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, Tzrichin anu ladun acher kol Beis Din u Beis Din she'amad mimoishar achso. Then we would have to doubt about every Beis Din whether or not they are right to be Mekadesh the Chodesh from the times of Moshe until now. Shen Nemar, Vaya Moshe v'Aaron Nadav v'Aviu v'Shivim Mezikne Yisrael. From this passage we should see that we should accept every single Beis Din no matter what. V'lama lo nifarshu shmoisam shel zekenim. Why in this passage does it not mention the names of the Shivim zekenim? Ela l'lamed. To call Shloisha u Shloisha she'amdu Beis Din HaYisrael harehu k'Beis Dino shel Moshe. The reason why the Pasuk doesn't mention the names of the Zekenim is to tell us that every single Beis Din that is Amat from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until now is as chashiv as a Beis Din shel Moshe. So therefore, it doesn't mention the names of the Zekenim, because if somebody later on, in a Doris later on, will come and say, is this Beis Din chashiv k'mo Moshe v'Aaron k'mo Eldad u'Medad, you can respond to him, even if it's not chashuv like Moshe v'Aaron and Eldad u'Medad, maybe it's chashuv, they are chashuv like some of the other Zekenim that are not mentioned here. Nata maklo u'ma'oisa b'yado b'holach li'avne eiso Rabbi Gamliel b'yom shachol yom ha'kippur li'os b'cheshbono. After hearing that, Rabbi Yeshua took his staff and his money, and he went to Yavne to Rabbi Gamliel on the day that Yom HaKippurim came out, according to the Chesed of Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Rabbi Gamliel Nasko Arosha. Rabbi Gamliel stood up and kissed him on his head. Amar lo bo b'shalom Rebbi u'Tamidi. Rebbi b'chachma. The Tamidi shekibalta esvarai. Come in peace, my Rebbi and my Talmud. You're my Rebbi and Chachma, but you're my Talmud because you listen to what I say. Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Ra'u Beis Din v'chol Yisrael. If Beis Din and all of Yisrael saw the new moon, the Leil Shloishim, or Nechkaru Eidim, the Eidim were examined below Hispiku Loimar Mekudesh Ashech Hashecha, but Beis Din did not yet have a chance to say Mekudesh until dark, Harei Zem Ober. That's the Chodesh Ober, and they're not Mekadesh the Chodesh until the next day. As the Kiddush HaChodesh has to be done Dafka, before dark on Yom Shloshim. And therefore, even if Beis Din v'chol Yisrael saw the new moon below Shloshim, if Beis Din didn't say Mekudesh, then it can't be Rosh Chodesh until the next day. Why then? that if they examined the Edom beyond Shloshim, but yet did not have a chance to say Makudas until Leo Shloshim, even though the Haskalah or the Kiddush HaChodesh started beyond Shloshim Ayidei the Chakiris of Edom, since they did not finish the Kiddush HaChodesh until it was already dark, they can't be Makadat the Chodesh anymore, as Kiddush HaChodesh has to be done Dafka beyond. Ra'ur Bezdin Bavad, if only Bezdin saw the new moon, Yamdu Snayim via Idu Bithman, the Yamdu Makudas Makudas. Two people from the Bezdin to stand up in front of the other Dayanim from the Bezdin and be made that they saw the new moon, and the rest of the Dayanim should say Makudas Makudas. This is talking about where Bezdin saw the new moon Belel Shloshim, and since they saw the moon at night, and there's no such thing as Kabbalah's Eidus Belilah, they have to be made the next day. But if Bezdin sees the new moon B'yom Shloshim before Shkiyas Achama, then they don't need a Kabbalah's Eidus. That the Riyah that they see the new moon is as good as Eidus, and therefore they could be Mekadesh the Chodesh right there on the spot if they have time before it gets dark. Ra'ul Shloisha Behem Bezdin. If Bezdin saw the new moon, but this Bezdin was made up of only three Dayanim. So therefore, if two of these Dayanim would get up and be made, there would only be one Dayan left to be made in front of. So then, Yamdu Ashnayim V'yoshivu Mechavreim Eto Ayachah. Two of these Adams should get up to be made, and they should bring two more people to act as Dayanim together with the one person that is left. V'yaidu Bifneim V'yaimru Makudish Makudish, these two Edens will be made in front of the three Dayanim and say Makudish and Makudish, she ain hayachid nemanai de atmo. They can't be made in front of the one Dayan that's left because one Dayan alone can't be Makadesh the Chodesh. Even though we have a cloud that a Yachid Mumcha, an expert Dayan, can don Afilu Biyachidi, can judge alone. Kiddush HaChodesh is different. It cannot be judged with one person, because we don't have any greater expert than Moshe Rabbeinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu that together with Aaron they should be Makadesh B'chodesh, like it says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem. He could only be Makadesh B'chodesh together with Aaron, so therefore by Kiddush HaChodesh, a Yachid Mumcha is not good enough.